The first shipments of 1 million doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine are en route to South Africa, and they're expected to arrive today. However, the arrival of the first batch of vaccines does not mean that a vaccination drive can begin straight away. Deputy Director General at the National Department of Health, Dr. Anban Pillay, explains that there are certain protocols that need to be followed to ensure that the vaccines are still safe for use and are doled out equitably.
So the vaccines will be taken into cold storage, and the samples will be removed from the vaccine and taken to the National Control Laboratory. This is a routine function that has to be done to assess whether the stability of the vaccine has been maintained, given that it's a cold chain product and has traveled from another country over several hours to South Africa. Once the lab is happy with the results of the testing, we will then be allowed to release those vaccines. And we have already allocated the vaccine numbers to each of the provinces, as well as the private health sector. And then BioVac will start the process of delivery to each province and hospital, and in the private sector case, to private hospitals and GPs and pharmacies, etc., where they will be vaccinated for COVID-19. So this is the process to make sure that all our healthcare workers are vaccinated at this stage. So we're targeting 750,000 healthcare workers with this allocation from the Serum Institute, which is 1.5 million doses in total. What has happened is that the public and private healthcare sector has been accumulating the employee data from the employee lists and have uploaded that into our data systems. So we have now lists of healthcare workers in the public and the private healthcare sectors. We have then used that as a basis to divide the doses between provinces and between the public and the private health system. So if you have X number of employees in a particular hospital, then we allocate you that number of doses for your employees in that particular facility. So that's what we've been doing now. And we will continue to use a similar approach going forward. In the case of phase two, where the public become involved more broadly, we would then be implementing an electronic system of an app where one would be able to register off their mobile phone. And if you don't have a mobile phone, then you can go into a center and also register, and then have the vaccine appointment made. We would need to make sure that there's appointments, etc., so that people don't wait in queues, but also it then manages to make sure that everyone is on the data system. At the end of the vaccine process, there is a certificate that's issued to confirm that you've been vaccinated, provides the date that you've been vaccinated, as well as which vaccine you've received.
Dr. Pillay says that the country is making encouraging headway in procuring further vaccine supplies to ensure herd immunity.
So after these doses come in, the 1 million doses that are arriving today and the 500,000 which will arrive in February, we have word from COVAX that they will be able to release by the end of February at least some doses from Pfizer, and an additional supply in March of the AstraZeneca vaccine. So those would potentially cover us over those months. So we're getting probably about 2 million doses, we're hoping, in the month of March. And thereafter, we have agreements with both Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson for quarter two, and we're anticipating deliveries to start there around May for those two types of for those two vaccines. So I think in quarter two we will see certainly a ramping up of the vaccination program, because we would have certainly much more vaccines in place, and that's the assurance we've been receiving from the manufacturers.
The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine that South Africa is receiving today have been found to be 70% efficacious in preventing COVID-19, and two shots are required. The second shot needs to be given between 4 and 12 weeks after the first one. However, Dr. Pillay explains that continued testing is still being done to see how well each vaccine responds to newer COVID-19 variants.
Yeah, we're still tracking this process in terms of variants. In fact, we are anticipating that sometime this week we will get some results about the way the vaccines are performing in terms of the variants from a laboratory perspective. I do think it's important to make the point that the laboratory is only one aspect of the assessment. I think as people take the vaccine and we assess the level of protection that they are receiving, we'll have a better sense about whether the vaccines are assisting in responding to the variants as well.
Dr. Pillay reiterates how important vaccinations will be in overcoming this pandemic.
I think it's important to say that vaccination is a critical part of this response to COVID. And those that are at risk and in the groups that we have identified should please make efforts to come through and get vaccinated. There are no adverse events relating to vaccination. It is a bit like getting a normal injection. You may have a little bit of pain at the site, a mild inflammation or a headache, but nothing more than that. And across all of the vaccine classes, we've not seen anything severe. So it's nothing to fear in terms of adverse events.
For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Muller.